We're holding another Simon Cuff Tadic Aleph. What I'd like to do today is go through the Simon step by step, like a Chazorah Shir. I think it will be helpful. That means go through the basic Makaris, go what says every single Mechaber Amor, Ta'ashach, to be clear what comes out. That means even though the beginning I go through Chazorah, but I basically go through step by step. There are really five things brought down in the Mechaber with the Amor, five different stages you have to go through. The first is simple, in the case of Dam inside Meir Glaim, that we have a Mishnah, Daphne Tesla and Beis. We have Machlokes, Rameh versus Rabbi Yossi. Rameh says if she is standing, then she's Tmeya, sitting, she's Tahira. Masha Enke, Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach on Benkach, Tahira. The Gemara goes on explaining what is Pshat in Rav Meir. What's the difference when she's standing, it goes back to the Makar, and she's sitting, goes back to the Makar. Says Shmuel Mizanekes. Mizanekes means it was spraying out. Says Gemara, Vegum Mizanekes, Bishas Maisa, maybe at the end, when she finishes the water coming out, then the dam will come. We said already, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what that means. Does it mean afterwards? Or does it mean the last droplets of the spraying to cause the dam to come out at the back? Says Rav Abba, the case over here, she sat Besfas HaSeifel, and she found inside the Seifel. Diva comes out, very simple, that the locha according to a mayor, which you do not pass, can need three things. You need a Sheves, you need a case of Mezenekes, and your Sheves Besfas HaSeifel. The Gemara now goes on further and says, Halacha Kerb Yossi. Building upon that, come along the Rishonim and say, what exactly is Rav Yossi arguing on Rav Meir? That means there's one way Rashi understands that when the person is a Medes, it's not possible to be a situation that's Mizanekes. Therefore, she's a Medes and Shoshesas B'Metzias. And still the Mishnah says that Rav Yossi being Mekel. There it comes out according to Rav Yossi, the Rambam, and Rashi hold there is no difference whether she's sitting or standing. Shasheses, Mizanekes, everything the mice is mutter across the board. Asad Hasheni, the Rosh, and Tosfos brings down this option, that's possible for a person to be a Medes, and also Mizanekes. And therefore, where is a mayor being coming along to Michal between a Medes and Yosheves? Only in Mizanekes. You need Tarti L'Tavuso. You need to be a case of sitting and spraying. Therefore, where is a Biesi coming to argue? Only in one of these aspects. The Chali Tavuso. That means it comes out according to Rav Yossi, according to the Rosh, neither either Yosheves or the case of Mekalachas. Atzad HaShlishi, we have the Maram and the Benu Chananel. They say that Loch over here is, you need three things even according to Rav Yossi. Now they're really coming from two different avenues, Maram and Benu Chananel. First, Maram, he's pointing out that the Mishnah says Machlekes in the Medes. In Yeshiva, there's no Machlekes. According to Rav Meir, what is the case of Yeshiva? You need three things. You need a Yosheves, a Mizanekes, and Tzvas HaSeifel. If so, if Rav Yossi is not arguing upon him, it must be he needs all three things. Maram says, if so, well, Maisi Machlokes and Medes, what's Pshat? So in the second Mahalach, he brings down Rabbeinu Chananel. It's coming from a different sugya. The Gemara and Daf Yudalim obeys. The Gemara over there says, by Eichen and Bodek, what's Halacha? The Gemara starts off the Shele, is it Deraisa or Derabanan? And the Gemara says, equates the two sugyas. Whatever over there applies, Yudal and Beis, would be the same machlokes as Rav Yossi and the Meir over here. Now, Rav Yossi over here says, it's Tahira. Over there, the two options only Derabanan or Deraisa. So, there's one mahalach the Rashi wants to answer. Tosfos brings down the tzad. The Besim, there are three shitas. The Gemara starts off Derabanan, then Deraisa, and also the shita of Hakeret all the way the other way, Tahira. The obvious reading of the Gemara does not sound that way. It's a bomb kasha. That's not a simple reading over here. And therefore, Ben Chanal says, no, even Rav Yossi, which says Tahira, means Tahira for what? Letaris. However, still you left with the Dinu Rabbanan mitzvah of Sugya of Kesem. But Letaharis, she's Tahira. But not mitzvah of Sugya of Kesem, it's still a Dinu Rabbanan over here. It'll come out, according to this Maram, Veloch is, and Ben Chanal, you need three things, even according to Rav Yossi. Those are the three Rishonim. Halacha, Mechab is very simple. He starts off, Halacha like the Rashi, the Rambam, is much in all cases, says the Shachas of Kon Aleph, even Shasheses, no difference. And Mechab says, even by case of Akosha, we'll say she made a mistake, there's no Akosha, it's a Dam Mak over here. Built upon the Gemara Daf and Zainim and Beis. There are more come along and says, Yesh Oimim Chalut Tavusa, Mitzad the Rosh Hashito, Yesh Oimini three things, Yosheves, Mekalachas, and Toicha Seifol. And he ends up v'chei nog. That's halacha, not like the mechaber. He does, however, the Mishnah says, and after the testimony of Beis in the Seifa, that when you have a case of an ish and an ish that went to the bathroom, in that situation, maybe the dam came from the ish. Agam over there, it's machlokes, the third shita, Shimon says not the way. Rabbi Yehi says no, we'll say it came from the ish. And there it's more to the Gemara, it's very clear, even lechatchil is no problem. We'll make a svek out of it, says a shach by us, sifkot involved. Maybe it came from the ish, and even came from the isha, maybe the case of a makel. Therefore, a makel. So we have one sheet of the mechab is makel across the board. We have a second sheet of the Ramah says that we're machmer, unless you have three things over here. Kamal Shach has gone gimel and says, you read the Ramah, it sounds like it's only saying it midin chumr shaboy. Could get the locha later on in the Ramah. By the case of Bedika, over there he says by Bedika he has two sheets of yesh lachmer. It sounds like only din chumr, not midinoy. The Shach says, no, it's Medina, it's Ben Chananel, it's Deve Kabbalah, it's Yishalmi, Numus Yishonim go this way, and Aloch HaMais, it's Medina that way, you cannot make a tzirif out of it. However, he does say, even on the tzad, that's Medina, it's only the Abonon. That means even though, according to a mayor, it could be a Dinder Aysa, a Chosh Vemiyat. But us, we go like a Biyasi, Ben Chananel, it's still certainly only a Dinder Abonon, like a Tzuk of a Kesem. Now the Shach, it's a Kohen Dalad, he goes, Yes. He says in Gimel, and he says it twice, in Gimel and in Ches. In Gimel he says, look at the Ramah. He says, in Gimel he writes that the Ramah is saying it, midin Chumran, he's sending you to what he says in Sifkon Ches, correct? And he wants to argue with the Ramah. Now, the Shachalbiyah points out, you read the Ramah slowly, he really says three things, but not exactly as a Gemara. The case of the Gemara is Yosheves Mizanekes, and she sat on the Svas, and you found it Betoicha Seifel. The words of Ramah is missing that point. The point is the Ramah only says you find it Betoich, but not where she sat exactly. There's no Achoch Brua that for the fact that she did not sit on the Svas. So the Shach Erechnami, the Ramah was Mekatze Kamuvan, and Avadi means also you sat on the Svas. The Shachs of Kon Beis did not sound that way. It sounds like, he says very clearly, what's the three things? Yosheves, Mikalachas, and Toicha Seifel. And the Pideon or the Achonim understand that he means Davka Toich, and not Svas, and why? Because the mayor is the Shitosa, he's Chosh Vemirto, Mash Eke, the Biyasi is only Didu Abonon. We're not being Chosh at the end that Dam came out, and the Nira Chochi, it's in the case of a Svas. The Dafkini mentioned last time is basically Aaron Oshim, not seeing the Svas. You find Dam inside the toilet pole, to be have a heter, Mizanekes, and Yosheves. According to the simple reading of the Taz, sounds like you would have a heter. However, numerous places can go, like the Shach, who wants to have more, need three things, and therefore will not have a heter. The last point on. The end of Sukkot and Dalid, Avishav Emta Asafel Tmeya, that Mechami has come to be Machmer. He's saying you have to sit up a svas. Not like the Taz. No, not like the Taz. If you sit be'emtza, even the Taz says you find betoich haseifel l'maisi yimekel. He said no, if you find betoich and you sit be'emtza, you're not yimekel. You need to be a case you sit up a svas. The Shach is saying the other way. That he's saying if you sit be'emtza and you find betoich, you're machmer. Because you have to sip a svas at the edge. Just says that you find betoich. Where do you find the dam? Betoich haseifel. Does not say where you sat. He left out the Gemara svas. He left out you sat besvas. One last point in this first aloch of the gate dam meriglaim. Come on, pesach shuvah sukkon beis, and it brings down the ponim iris. It says in the gate in isha the zekena went back to the ways of noshim. He gets involved with that since she finds dam in the meriglayim, maybe let's be makel because we pass can get a loch lemaisa. This is good to be like a biyosi. It's only din of a kesem drabonon. And the loch says the part of me iris ksamim do not apply to zakenim, zakenot. Lemaisa, we mentioned the sheet a couple of times, and the pesachuva here points out that's not true. The simon kuf tzadi science if mem dalad science if nun beis. We see as a zakenot to be makel only which tell upon acherim. Till upon Atzmai, we have a case by Tana, we have no sugar of Ksamim, but by Zakena, we do have the sugar of Ksamim, and therefore will not be a het in the Geta as Zakena. This sugar of Dam and Samar Glaim shall have the Locha like all other Noshim. Fine, that was the Kum, Betzem, what says in the page in the Geta, the first thing. goes on the remote a secondly now. And Isha is ruggled to see Dam inside her Meraglayim. She's ruggled to see that way what the Loshen Amor Herenvind. She has the chayla of a Herenvind. What does that mean? Explains it to the Tyro, the Chochmas Zodim. The Metzias was that the Isha had to constantly go to the bathroom. And when she went, she only made a little bit. And then she'll go 20 minutes later and make a little bit. And go 20 minutes later and make a little bit. And each time there's Dam inside. And she had a certain sickness that would cause her to not go to the bathroom and then 10 hours later go see. She would be matel, a little bit more like ma'at ma'at. And every 20 minutes, and in that she'll see Dam. So what's the halacha? Come along, the basis, bring down the Maril. There's a machloikis. The Maril brings down that the Ben Eliezer, Ben Zalman, wants to be Mekel. Mutter in all cases. The Ogre brings out from Ben Ushalim. At Tadashini, the Maril himself ends off says, the Maisa to be Machmer. Unless, we'll say, what to go do. That means Amos starts off. This Isha, who has, he says very clear, has pain over here. Has to be certainly a case of pain. In the case of pain, that those who want to be Mekel, Becholinin, V'yesh Machmim V'hochinog. That means we're going to be Paschal Loch Lamaisa, not like the Mekilim, even though she has pain, only like the Machmirim. Even in the Machmirim, come on, come on further and quotes Maril, but let's say this Isha over here, she has this pain, but she also has a case of a vest, and she does what they call a Bedika, Bedikas Maril, and calls it Bedikas Maril, then a person can be Mekel. Now we have to define the two things over here. What does it mean she has a vest? And what does it mean Bedikas Maril? But in that case, we can't be Mekel by this Herenvind. So first, when it says Isha has a vest, if you look up Maril, he says, why do you need to have Isha has a vest? He says, I'll tell you why. If not, we'll always be Mekel on the Isha, even though she has a period. In fact, the Shach, what are you talking about? This Dam is coming only with Meraglayim a little bit here and there, but she'll have a period some other time. So why in the world be Machmer, says Maril, because if not, she'll always be Torah. Says Shach, Chiddush Pshat, in the words of the Ramah, when it means that Isha has a vest, does not mean an Isha has a vest kavua of seeing every 28, every 30, whether Chiddush or Aflaga. It means she sees even not inside the Meraglayim. That means she can see 25 and 35 and 37 and back and forth. The Lashon of vest means she sees Dam B'Klolius. But if Isha has no vest, meaning she only sees in the Meraglayim, that's the situation over here that the Maril is saying not to be Mekel with his Bedikah. So it comes down to Shach is saying, Yisayid of Isha Yish Levest means a situation where she sees B'Klolius besides when she goes to the bathroom. And that's how the Behuda goes this way, Chokh Mazodam, Hafla, they go like the Shach Pshat in the Ramah Chiddush. Tadashani, that's certainly not the simple reading. The crazy Siddur Torah, the Graz, the Bashuk won't say not the way. They want to tell you, no, Avada means, Ishli Yeshla Ves, has the vest of Amish over here. And he's saying Pshat over here, the reason why we need that Isha has a vest, because maybe if she did not have a vest, the moment when she goes to the bathroom and she's Dam, let's be Choshish, this is Dam from a vest. Fine, it's a doichid to answer Pshat in the Havon of Maril, but still makes much more sense in the words of the Ramah and the Maril. So we have two options first where the word vest means in the Ramah. So it means she sees B'Klolius or she has a vest kavor. Now the obvious question is, a person should now go back to Simuk of Tadi on Sifhei. Over there, we have a locha, then an Isha, when she has a Makkah, even though we do not know it's Yeti Dam, can tell when she has a case of a vest. Here we're saying, when she has a Makkah, she had two B'dikas Maril. On the case you don't have a situation of a vest. So, come along, the Taz over there in Kuf Tzadi, Kuf Pei Zayin Sefei, says the Chur, this Ramah is against the Ramah over there. The Ramah over there says, by case of a Makkah, can be Toilah if you not know it be Moitzi Dam. Here it sounds like it cannot be Toilah. And Be'etzem, really, the Chorin point out, you have to really ask both ways. That means we have two sheets in the Ramah. Some says he make a B'chol Inyan. That means it being more Mekel over here. And we end up with Halacha being more Mach over here. It would be Mach B'chol Inyan, unless you have Dikis Maril. So you have a question, Sai L'Kulo, which is not L'Halacha, and Sai L'Chumro. That's a Taz's Kasha, if he wants to argue on the Ramah over there. It's Kedai now to go back to the Nekuas HaKesev over there. And they come along and he wants to answer what's Pshat in the Maril. He says, number one, the reason why it's sad to be more Mekel over here, He said the fact that she has pain every time she goes to the bathroom, that's better than the case of a mako. Different wants Taina, it's a reason to be more makel over here. Which again, that's on the first sheet though. That's not to be more makel over here, they need a bdikas maril, and over there you do not need a bdiko, and it's enough to say, even though you do not know makel being reach dam, in the case when Isha has a vest. So the three ways how to answer this question, says the Shach. One that you can say over here is not a makel mover eres, not sure about it. Number two, here is efshel avurei, ali day case of bdiko, and there was not efshel avurei. Number three, the Shach says, I'm l'shitasai. I'm saying when it means over here, the case that Isha has a vest, does not mean a vest kavur, means she sees dam b'klalius. So the chanami need a bdikas maril over here. But again, it's very clear now, if you go back, people where the Taz over there, because the Kesef, they don't know what he's talking about, it might be Kedai, especially if time Chazara tomorrow, to go back to see what's going on in the Taz, because the Kesef had to answer the steers between, it sounds like the two sugyas over here. Now, on the Taz, it means a real vest. Again, we have two options over here, whether it means a real vest or not. Kamal the Paiskim say that even our Noshim, who don't have a vest, but let's say a vest, Chumas Hadeshin, or she's Musalekis, says the Kishchan Aruch put on this form, and Chanami b'nechali getter of the Isha has a vest. So again, so you went through the definition, number one, of the sugya of vest. Number two, we have a bedikas maril. What does bedikas maril mean? So Amor brings down maril, you have to really do four things. Number one, before you go to the bathroom, you clean out the oyster makam. Make sure there's nothing inside. Number two, afterwards you put a moich inside, put cotton inside. Number three, then she goes to the bathroom, and she wipes away the meir gland that's left over. Number four, she takes out her moich. Afterwards, she finds nothing on top of it. And then it's a chokh gedoylo. There's no dam coming from the makor. Says Ramah further, if you do that three times, l'maisha she is mutter. Now first, this idea of bdikas maril, or yisemech apam is manazeh, is a divrei yatsev that says we're not bekiyim, that could truly bring down makor chayim, we are bekiyim. The article very simple says, today you just put inside a tampon, inside oyster makom, the chur will be nichlan together with bdikas maril. So before we get to if we do it or not, practically, well, that's a side point, but those who want to know bdikas maril through a case of a tampon is very simple. Now, once we have this bdikas maril, how exactly is it working? The way of the Shach explains, he says maril is mesubik about it. If it's a good bdika, not good bdika, and therefore we need a case of isha that has no vest. Now, the Olam was asking, got some emails about it, that how can you say it's a sophic? Look up Mariel inside, or look at the base of course it brings it down. It's a chacha gdoila, a chacha pru over here. Piskachu brings it down from the Rebuda, really, this question. The Haki says it's a mesopek, he says a chacha gdoila. So the Maisa, the Rebuda disagrees. He said, Avada, it's a bdikam alisa, it's a great chacha. But the reason why over here that we need a situation that we do this bdikah three times and I have a case of a pain over here could come to tell you to be samich upon the lo'ilam. That means we're coming to be samich not just now, next month, a month afterwards, and constantly. When does it stop? So be samich upon that to when it stops, then we need a case of ke'ev over here. And then when the ke'ev goes away, the pain goes away, they'll say chanami that she was healed over here. But the reason why we're doing this for, and we need a case of ke'ev, is to tell you when does it stop. With that, it goes on further. It says in the Noit B'Yudah, but let's say you want to be samich upon her right now, and she has no ke'ev. Say chanami, do a bedikim in atzad, put a mic inside, do the same thing. If mamash the sugya of a bedekis, go check and it's on the side over here. The mice, it's mutter. Now the chavdas, the piskachuva says, disagrees with the Noda B'Yudo. Only with sad, we're dealing with a case of deraiso. Maybe you need a case of kev. If you need, without a case of kev, you cannot be meikel. But comes out from over here, we have a chavdas, the Noda B'Yudo says, a bedika to help right now, even without a case of kev, if you know it's a correct bedika, the mice works. Now the Peskeshuvah Sifkon Gimel brings down the Tzemach Tzedek that says, when is the pain over here? He wants to tell you the pain is dafka b'shas hatolos mayim mamish. So the Tzemach Tzedek wants to disagree and say even it happens afterwards. The brings down the Machloikis, the Cham Tzvi versus Shvatz Yaakov, negates this halacha when exactly the pain over here is. He goes on further, the Peskeshuvah Sifkon Dalad, and brings down the Noda B'Yudo, and wants to this topic, is this bedika that you did b'mei menekes, and b'baris, when she's musalekes, helps when, even after the case of menekes. He comes along and says, Maskono, to do a bedika a second time. Because maybe only time Musalekas, that's why she finds no dam over here. Now this halacha in the Ramah says, Beskachuv wants to go on, hey, from the Yudah, it's dafka in a case where you found out to be noki. That's why you need three times. But let's say you found dam, so you clear you have a mark over here, because you did a bedika and you found nothing. in the inside only on the other area, then the Vada, even after one time, he can be Mekel. Now, there is an Avin Nezer and Tshuva, Avin Malum and Tshuva that wants to argue the Nodi Behuda. The Mice and the Swam seem to go like this Nodi Behuda. The Oyta, the Pesach Tshuva, is the Konvav, that even though we are known Simon Kufay, Zayin Sefay, that are those sheets want Taina, this Allah is only geared to Roy Machmas Tashmish, the idea of Maka Gedoimo. But here, even for Zayin Nikim, says the Sam Sofer, the Mice will be Mekel. I said the Sam Sofer, we have Avin Malum that does not say that. He says, you need to do an other B'dikis Maril. Montana, that's a specific case that Avner Blum is discussing. When Isha stops seeing her vest kiruggle, then we need another B'dikis Maril. Otherwise, with Samech upon B'dikis Maril, even by Zainakim. Fine, so that's the second halacha or case of the situation, Bortan Kov Tzadik Aleph, what they call Herenuvind, the B'dikis Maril. Third thing, Kamal Lema discusses, let's say she does a B'dikah after she did Meir Glaim, and she found Dam, and she also found Dam inside the Meir Glaim, in the Meir Gleho. What's the look in that case? So also, the Beis Yosef brings down this question. The Ma says, the other one say she is Tomei, the other one say she is Taira, and we're telling you why she's Taira, we're telling you upon the Locha that really came out with the Meir Glaim, and the leftover Dam for the Meir Glaim is upon her, and therefore the Dam you see is really for the Meir Gleho. The Maisa Ma ends off V'yesh LaHachmer. Fektashach V'yesh LaHachmer. Let's analyze it. You Ma Loch LaMaisa beginning. You're paskin like Maram Ben Chananel. Loch LaMaisa. They need three things. The Maisa to be Mekel. Need to be a case of Yeshevis and Mizanekis and Yeshevis Svas Aseifol. If you sat on the Svas and you found on the Svas, come on to Aser. Even though you found also B'toich Aseifol, Koshkin here. You found B'toich Aseifol and you found upon an aid. Also, still let's be Machmer over here. Kasha. And therefore, that's the number one thing he says. Now, the Swam want to answer him. Look in the Suyatari, they want to answer that the Ramah is saying this halacha even after B'dikis Maril. That means you might think B'dikis Maril can be Mekel. And then you did a B'dikis after Meir Glayim. That's the two sheets over here. Still, let's be Machmi even after B'dikis Maril. That means you did a case of the Moich. You know you have a Mako. And that's the situation where the Ramah is coming to be Machmer. While Maish the Shach says he did not understand the way, and he also ends off. The Maya said, you, Amos, sound like Medina Chumro. I, the Maya say, no, it's Me'ikra Adin. Ben Chananel, Divya Kabbalah, Rishayim, Yishalmi. I am Me'ikra Adin. A fourth thing, the Maya goes on further now. It's the Sugya of Estes. Sugya of Simukov Peites. Now, Be'etzam, the Ramah over here has two situations of Estes. The first case is when the Isha is ruggled to see every time in the same thing, one after another. She sees Dam in Merglaim, Dam Merglaim, Bekfias. Three times. The Loch is, says Ramah, you have your Oike three times. It's a Veskivua, Hay Oike three times. It goes on further, but let's say you're not Ruggle. Only the Purakim sometimes, you see it that way. If it's a set order, whether Bedilog or not Bedilog, then you have a Vestamorkov. Vestamorkov, what's a Loch? So Shach, Ayin Simkov Beites. What the Loch is, how to be Oike it. That means in the case you see every time straight, Oike three times. And you have a time that you did not see straight, but you have a morkov and how to be oikir, ayin kof peites el shach, simkon tes. Now, what vest are we discussing over here? So, we know already, negative vestes, we have vesta oinis, we have vesta kof, and vesta achila. Vesta oinis is an outside factor that's causing it, and vesta kof is fakirth, all the way around, it's a simin that the vest is coming. So, be'etzim, what vest we're discussing over here, that Chonim point out, really that two cases floating around over here. There's a case that we come along, we Ramah, we Paskin, that if you're not seeing in all three cases of Svasa Seifel, Yeshevis, and Mizanekis, she is Tomei. It happens three times, a vest. What vest are we discussing over there? So in the case we find Dam in the Meir Glayim, what's the Chash? The Chash is that the Meir Glayim came out, went back to the Makar, pulled out the Dam, and the Meir Glayim caused it over here. So if you find Dam inside the Meir Glayim, that's a vest ha'inus for sure. Says the Gois Maimnis, what about the Graz, the swarming down, it's a vest ha'inus. How you oike a vest ha'inus? One time. That means that's not the Ramah situation over here. The Ramah says oike three times. So again, if you find Dam in the Meir Glayim, that's vest ha'inus. However, this situation, you find Dam afterwards, after you went to the bathroom, come to Chadar Deyon and read the Beis Yosef slowly. Agam, Ayin, Magi, and the Torah. Yeh Shalom, what happened over there? Now he said, oh, in that situation, Fakert, it's a Simon Shabbai. It's like a vesta chilo or vesta gof, and therefore in that halacha, you'd be oikeh three times, like any vesta gof over here. So So it comes out, what verse we're discussing depends on what situation we're discussing. Dam in the Meriglaim, that's Vesta Oinis. Dam Acha the Meriglaim, that could be a Vesta, go Vesta Achilo. The last point over here, then we'll end off the case of Kartim. Kartim just means small pieces. We had already this idea in Simukov Peichesiv Dalit, small pieces. Now she found it specifically when she went to the bathroom and she did a bediko. Now the words over here is chol, piece of sand, or chotzatz, small little stones over here, with the Ilum calls kidney stones. Right? The person goes to the bathroom and sees little small pieces that we're not sure what it is. Is it dried up blood? Or is it small stones over here? So first, come on the Beis Yosef and says, on Mordechai, he doesn't understand. The Simon Kol Bechesiv Dalet says, go check it out if it's Nimuach or not. If the case over here is Nimuach, then it's a case of Dam. If not Nimuach, it won't be a case of Dam. So, come along the Taz, quoting the Bach, and the Shach of Kohen Yud Aleph, and disagrees. He said, no, this case over here, the loch is, you do not need it first to check it, and even if you check it and did a case of Nimuach, still Yesh Lohokal, not like the Beis Yosef. Now, the svara behind it, if you read the Beis Yosef, it really brings down the idea we have to be Mekel is first over here, you found a dafka in the Meirik Lehel. That means, says the Beis Yosef, even though according to Rav Meir, that means according to Rav Meir, that usually will be Machmik, you find Dam inside Meirik Lehel, even Rav Meir will agree over here to be Mekel. That means we ask Ramah, who says Rav Yosi agrees to Rav Meir in most cases. So what would Rav Meir hold in this situation? Since Rav Meir is only Choshim Mitzah Mirto, but the fact that you found over here these little small pieces of Chatzis Dam, these little small stones over here, that might be Dam. And we also know the way from say the Derech is for someone that's kidney stones to come out this way. Therefore, according to a mayor, he himself will agree to be Mekel if it's Mirto, if Nichol get a Mirto to Mirto. Therefore, when an Isha has a vest regilo, and even according to a mayor, can Mekel of Mirto to Mirto, therefore us also be Mekel inside of Yasi, who agrees to a mayor. That means it comes down to the case of Kartim and his kidney stones over here. That even if it's Nimuach Lamaisa, it'll be Mekel, even according to us, who goes like a Mekel, even May agrees to be Mekel in this situation. Now the Shach Sikon Yud says, Dafka, if you not find Dam over here, like the secretary in the Dark and Moshe. But if you find Dam, you have a Bayam and Sadas to give Dam. That means if you find a case of only a Kartim, you can be Mekel. Now there is a long Taz over here, and it gets involved with the story about an Isha who had these things that were like Kartim, that Kichududa Shel Machat. Little, like the pointy area of a needle. And the case over here was number one, Kartim. Number two, she saw not when she went to the bathroom. That means the case that my mom discussing when she went to the bathroom. The Taz case is when she did not go to the bathroom and she sees Kartim. And number three, says the Taz, she's Marikush over here, pain. So Mustamut Zamakal. So we have number one, Kartim. She found it not Bashashi going to the bathroom and she has pain. Since the Taz, the Chorush have two separate terms to work with. Number one, it's on the Sukh of Kartim. They usually come inside the Machlo of Kloyos, of kidneys, even without pain. And number two, we have a Hetim inside the Sukh of pain. Then we have a case over here of Dam Gomer, we can still be Mekel. Maisa Taz is Marach, Shakav Tara, back and forth, Raya, Ziran, the Mordechai, Beisayz of Dakar Moshe. At the end of the day, the Maisa is Mekel. Pesach Shuv over here, he ends off the Simon. He quotes the Cham Tzvi, and says, Chalila, it's an Issacharis, and then he sends you to 17 different Shuvas. And the Pesach Shuvah ends off, Ayin Kof Peiches of Kotten Zayin. Pesach Shuvah over there writes, very simple, Loi Nitin Rishosh L'chol Moriah Lifsak Adin Bezeh, Gimel Gdolah Adar. Therefore, he's sending you to 17 different Shuvas, but actually, as the situation, the Taz comes up, it's not really up to you, the Gdolah Adar, it's up to them, and you have to, they're the ones who are passing the Shiloh over here. Now, the Swam come along this practically mitzad this whole entire simon. Sid Levushe Oz, Bazil Orbach writes, the whole simon mostly on the page is not Negei Halacha L'Maaseh. We have chemists, we have ma'avda, we do urine tests, we have ways of checking things, and we're so advanced today that be semicham upon these bedikas maril, or these different ideas and concepts, we L'Maaseh is not generally needed. And therefore, the Yes al Biyashiv and al Vosner negate a case of bedikah of urine test. So they say, Chanami, it works after one time. It works even if it's not, she has the denial of a vest, even if she doesn't have any case of tsar, because we know these bedikahs work. We've checked in tens of thousands of women. We know when she has bedikahs, these urine tract infections, or these cloyas or stones, everyone knows where it's coming from. And therefore, to be settled upon all these ideas and concepts, there's from this discussed bedi'evit, but usually, people know about it, the way of go checking it, they go find out what to go do over here. So in general, this simon is more lishma. And Be'ez Hashem, just to end off, we have a test to take, and we have a Raita Chabura. We have Chazara tomorrow. There is no excuses for anybody. I expect everyone to take the test and to Raita Chabura. And Be'ez Hashem will start. Will go further on Tuesday on Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's right now the plan. Atzlocha. Questions?